Joining us right now, give the gift of Jackson Magazine for the holiday season. Shelley Jusek, the operations manager extraordinaire, Jackson Magazine. How are you doing, Shelley?
I'm doing great, and that's a great intro. I love leading with that because we do want people to think about, you know, giving the magazine as a gift. I just got a call yesterday, and someone was very excited. They thought that was a unique gift to give, something everybody just can't go and pick up anymore because of the closure of doctor's offices and such. So it is a great, great gift idea. I appreciate that.
Absolutely, yeah. What, 3 years is how much?
Well, it's $24 for 1 year and $36 for 2 years.
Okay.
So it's a great bargain, and we'll send a little note to that person that you buy the gift for even and let them know it's coming. So if you are thinking about that for a Christmas gift and you want their subscription to start in January, I need to have those in by December 15th so that we can make sure they get the January issue. So just go on our website, actually, jacksonmagazine.com, and you can subscribe right there online, and it even has a little radio button you could push to show that that's a gift subscription so that we know. So
great gift for,
great
for
way to
$36,
start.
Bucks, yeah.
It sure is. It sure is.
So what's happening?
Find out the good news.
December issue out?
It is out, and it is our 30 and under. You know, we love highlighting those young business professionals that are, as we say this month, energizing our business world. We look at a lot of different nominations that come in for those that are under 30 and in the business world. And one of the biggest highlights that we look for in choosing these is what they do in the community. And so we want to encourage you to go in and read about all these different young professionals. We have 12 this year, and see what they're doing in their community as well as in their careers. They're doing some really great things. And we normally have an event in December to give them their awards, but unfortunately we've had to postpone it. We're going to try to give it to them in January. Hopefully we can all convene together in January. But I'd like to also thank our sponsors for this, one being McKibben Media, all of you there at the radio station, Michigan Works Southeast, and Raymond are sponsors for these 30 and under young professionals. So if you don't mind, I'd like to read their names at least.
Sure.
And highlight them.
Absolutely.
So rounding out the top 12 there, we have Ryan Broughton from Lifeways, Amanda Carrion from Brown's Advanced Care Pharmacy, Laura Costin from Raymond, Kamal Ghazi, he is with End Violent Encounters out of Lansing, but he was formerly with Henry Ford. Haley Hammond is with the Commonwealth Associates. Casey Hansen, Experience Jackson. And one you may know, Marshall Heslaw, he's with the Catholic Charities of Jackson Hills, Dale, and Lenawee.
I am acquainted with him.
I know. And then we also have Danielle Mackey from Consumers, and she is our cover. And we're just really excited to have her on the cover as well. Joe Richmond is with the Richmond Insurance Agency. Sorry, Ryan Rompola is with Henry Ford. Emily Thomas, Jackson County Parks, and Caitlin Williams, Jackson County ISD. So all different makes and models of careers in that list, but it's a great group of people, and we just hope everybody will go in and check out what they're doing.
Yeah, hats off to them.
Yeah, they're doing great. And then, you know, Greg, every year we also go and look back at some of those 30 and unders that we highlighted 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And find out, where they're at. A lot of times we have changes in either they've grown their families or they've changed careers or they've just advanced in the current career that they're at. And those that we highlighted this time is Karen Bunnell, John Hayes, Emily Hoffman, and Tom Rooney. So, go check out them and see where they've been the last 5 years, and lots of changes and really good things that they do in our community as well.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, great magazine. Check out our forward is all about, we have six nonprofits that we chose to highlight this year. We do that every December as well with the giving season. Mm-hmm. So look and see, you know, what those nonprofits need. They're always in need for, you know, mostly money, of course, but they do need volunteers to help. So if you're looking for something to do as well, to help your community, they list that. So we also have our Best of Jackson right now going on just till December 18th. So we have Best Coffee Shop, Best Local Pest Control, Best Heating and Cooling, Best Accounting Firm, Best Dental Practice, and Best Burrito. So go in and vote for them. We will give those awards out in March, but we finish the voting in December so that we can get the stories all written about those different finalists and get them into our March magazine. So
you can do that. Just jump online, right?
Just jump online. Yep, jacksonmagazine.com. And go on there again, subscribe for a magazine, vote for your Best of Jackson. We actually still take votes for Best Teacher, even though we're working on the ones now for the 2021 year. We've got our finalists. But, you know, we'll take any of them right now, and we put them into the next year's nominations. So check out our website for lots of different news items and updates. You can even read the magazine online. So if you, you know, not able to purchase it, have it at your home, you're welcome to just check it out online at jacksonmagazine.com.
What are you working on for next year, January?
Well, of course, January is our big chamber issue, and it is like a chamber guide. But it's also for those people that are relocating to Jackson, or our businesses also use our January issue to recruit people. And so it'll have lots of information about where to find things in Jackson, what our highlights are. And then at the back of that issue will be all information needed about for businesses that want to become chamber members and what that means. And then there'll be a chamber directory in the back of that too. So that's a pretty big issue that we do every year. We're working on that now. And upcoming February is our construction issue. So we'll be highlighting some people in the construction field. So if you're a business and you're interested, want to advertise in the February, we're taking those now. So you can email Marie@jacksonmagazine.com. She's our salesperson, and she'll be back soon. I think you might be hearing from her soon, Greg. She's back from maternity leave and working back now, working from home, but she's back with us, and we're excited to have her back.
Yeah, I talked to her a couple weeks ago. Things going well.
Yes, it is. It's going well for her. So, yep. So lots of good things going on. We always love to share the good news, of course, with everything else going on. So that's why Jackson Magazine is a perfect gift idea. Stays positive. Find out about what's going on in and around Jackson with our businesses and people behind the business. That's what we focus on.
Fantastic. Thanks, Shelley.
Yeah, thank you for having me. We'll talk to you soon, Greg.
Okay, take care. Right. Shelley Jusick, Operations Manager for Jackson Magazine. Again, $36 for 2 years. Can't beat it.